This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
is there something in the back?
Rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you.
Keep working it.
I am a boat rocker.
Try again. Oh, there we go. No. That one. Yep. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're having a little technical difficulties with our YouTube pages on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember, friends, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. In the meantime, we're going to be fixing up on that. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we're having a little difficulties here, technical difficulties on our YouTube page right now. Just give us a minute. We'll get this thing fixed up and loading. And so with that said, friends, I want to let you know we're back in the saddle here in the state of Minnesota. Freezing cold, of course. And with that said, I was hitting on something when I was in Tennessee last week about cults, you know, like the Shriners and the Masons and the Freemasonry, and how it is our forefathers are always, well, we're always linked to that. And but yet if you look at the fruit of our forefathers, it doesn't really make any sense, because what if it's true that our forefathers were all those things that, you know, the truthers are saying today, then why is it that today's Masons are doing the exact opposite of what our forefathers established? As a matter of fact, let me give you something here, friends. Church affiliation of Constitutional Convention delegates, there was 55 of them. Wanted to let you know that 28 of them were Episcopalians, okay? 8 of them were Presbyterians, 7 of them were Congregationalists, 2 Dutch Reformed, 2 Lutherans, 2 Methodists, 2 Roman Catholics, 1 unknown, and then we're told that there's no evidence that supports that there were any deists amongst our forefathers at all. Also with that, I want you to consider this, in contrast to what you're being told through the revisionists today, that we have the longest-standing constitution in modern history. Okay, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. How could that be without the God of history? Or, I'm sorry, the God of history. Well, his story is history, there's no question about it. But how could that be without the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? It just couldn't be. Also wanted to let you know, since the French Revolution, did you know that over 10 years after American Revolution, did you know that they're in their 15th constitution? Matter of fact, if you go to Brazil, they're into their 7th constitution. If you go to Poland, they're into their 6th constitution since 1921. Afghanistan's into their 5th constitution since 1918. Russia's into their 4th constitution since 1918. We also know that we have 15,000 writings analyzed from professors at Houston that actually told the American people the truth. It's also interesting to note that 3,154 quotations and sources are extracted from the Bible. Okay, Bible is found most quoted by our founders. 34% of documented quotes were from the Bible. Again, just so you know, if you go to, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, we have separation of powers. Does anybody know where that came from? It came from Jeremiah 17:9. We have immigration laws, which happens to come from Leviticus 19:34. Just for the record, president must be a natural born citizen. That's found not only in the Constitution, but that's extracted from the Word of God as well. Deuteronomy 17:15. We have witness and capital punishment, Deuteronomy 17:6. We have three branches of government. That came directly from Isaiah 33, verse 22. Tax exemption for churches came directly from Ezra 7:24. By the way, churches are non-taxable. Read IRS Publication 557. Also check out Exodus 18:21, republicanism. Okay? Just again, setting the record straight, friends, as to what you're told and who it is that we are. Boy, if people would think things through, but here's the thing. People can't think things through unless they have the facts in front of them. And that's, in fact, what we need today, friends, are the facts. We need people to do their due diligence to understand exactly where it is that we came from. So, again, we know where we're going. Another thing I need to add here, just to tear down the lies of the revisionists. In Congress 1854, they told us, our Congress did, you know, the voice of the people, the great vital and conservative elements in our system is the belief of our people in the pure doctrines and the divine truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How do we lose that, friends? We begin to listen to the revisionists, those that are attempting to revise our history. They want you to believe that we came from a bunch of people just like them. That is not true. Our forefathers stood against people that you're allowing to revise your history. And I want you to think about that because it's important that you do. Congress again, U.S. House Judiciary Committee, 1854, said, had the people during the Revolution had a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle. In this age, there can be no substitute for Christianity, said our Congress. That was the religion of the founders of the Republic, Article 4, Section 4, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants. So here we are. And what are we doing, friends? We're exposing the revisionists for who they are. Because, again, I started the show off, friends, with sharing with you that we were told that, you know, all of our forefathers were Masons and this Freemasonry and this, that, and the other thing. And the fact of the matter is I've just given you the stats as to who they really were. We were told by the revisionists that they were deists, but there's no support for that in any sense of the word. And now I'm beginning to give you quote after quote concerning our forefathers. John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. Of course. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. To whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. John 8:32. John goes on and says, I will avow that I then believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable, unchangeable, as the existence and attributes of God. I'm going to come back to a little bit more of this, friends, and what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes, friends, is what happens, friends, when government incites war? What does it look like? We're talking about domestic insurrection. That's all we have to do is go to the Declaration of Independence because this is exactly what we're seeing today in the present as to what King George did to our forefathers over 240 years ago. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contact in the Desert.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, on YouTube. Don't know what's going on. What it looks like when government incites war, domestic insurrection. I apologize. Again, strange happenings going on around the ministry. If it's not Facebook censoring and suppressing, then it's Twitter. If it's not Twitter, it's YouTube beginning to mess with my content. And, you know, for a bunch of liars that we are, the media would have you believe, you know, you would begin to ask yourself the question, why are they attacking that guy so much if he's lying to us so much? Well, the fact of the matter is they don't want you to have the facts, friends. And that's exactly what we're giving you. And I got to tell you, for the time and effort that we put into this ministry, it is very frustrating. It is very frustrating dealing with these people, friends. And that's exactly what they mean to get you to the point of just saying, you know what, forget it. Whoever, whatever, it doesn't matter. Well, that's not us. We're just going to stand up and we're going to keep rocking this until we get the victory. And we will get the victory in Jesus' name. Again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to give a shout-out to a brand-new affiliate, W231DM94.1FM, Nicholasville, Lexington, and Fayette, Kentucky. Also, Danville, Cyanford, Broadhead, W238-95.5FM. So we're up to about 120 affiliates across the United States of America. And we want to tell you thank you very much for your trust. We sincerely appreciate it in more ways than you know. We appreciate your trust. So, again, thank you to those brand-new affiliates in Kentucky as well. What I want to do is I want to get over to, you know, the topic here. The topic is, again, what it looks like when government incites war, domestic insurrection. That's all we have to do is look to that of the Declaration of Independence to understand as to how history is repeating itself today, because it is repeating itself today. Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, wrote, "Gun grabbers thumbed their collective communist noses at Virginians." This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Following an incredible turnout of armed citizens in Virginia this year on Lobby Day, the representatives of the people stabbed them in the back, not only trying to silence their criticism. Folks, they are trying to pass bills to shut up criticism. Opposition to their illegalities. This is totalitarianism. He goes on, but by advancing numerous bills through the House, including a ban on semi-automatic weapons, high-capacity magazines, and suppressors, all of this done in violation of the United States Constitution and the Virginia Constitution. Tim wrote, "Sooner or later, the good people are going to be backed into a corner, and there will be nothing left to do but to defend themselves." It's exactly what's happening in Virginia today. This isn't inciting. This is prodding the people to respond, so they can come down with an iron fist, just like the communist friends, because that's what this is, being played out in real time. You need to consider what's going on. Nobody has attacking you more than your corrupt representatives that you tolerate, friends, hand in glove with corrupt media. Nobody's attacking you more than those two outlets, groups of people, whatever you might say. Now, when you go over to the Declaration of Independence, I want you to listen carefully, okay? It was proclaimed on May 2nd, 1776, and then it was proclaimed publicly on the 4th of July, 1776. It says the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. And notice the U is lowercase because it wasn't incorporated during that time. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people, this is what our forefathers taught us, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Now notice it says a decent respect to the opinions of mankind. I want you to understand, America, and it's, again, not rhetorical. It's important that you hear this. Those that are trying to disarm you in the United States of America are trying to create policies that undermine the Constitution and your Bill of Rights. Anything and everything that is in contrast or antithetical to the U.S. Constitution, friends, is null and void. This is what our forefathers established. What we have today are those that are trying to undo what our forefathers established, namely the Second Amendment, in which we're highlighting. Okay? Notice that when they are creating these policies, that they are surrounded by armed security detail. They're attempting to make laws that they might rule over you rather than serve you, which, by the way, is another violation of the oath that they swore to uphold. Now, let me go on. The Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Nobody's above anybody else. Okay? That they are endowed by their Creator, again, there's the second reference to the God of Israel, with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So much for so many things we're seeing today in this country, friends. A laugh of, or a chuckle of sarcasm. Sorry for that. Life? That among these are life? What about the 60 million babies that have been aborted? Liberty? What about all those individuals out there that are taking the time to expose corruption in government that are behind bars today? And the pursuit of happiness? I guess that only applies to one group of people, and that would be the elitists who have seared their consciences indeed. And I wonder how that's working out for them today. I go on. That to secure these rights, listen carefully, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Hey, folks, the preamble to the U.S. Constitution starts off with "we the people." Who's the government in this country? We the people are. Those that serve we the people derive their powers from the consent of we the people. It goes on that when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, listen to your obligation before God and man, said our forefathers in establishing who we are today. It is the right of the people, God gives rights, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, okay, and to institute new governments that adheres to the U.S. Constitution. Let me say it this way. Abraham Lincoln said, we're not called to overthrow the Constitution, or we're not called to overthrow the Constitution. We're called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. We could stop right there. This is where the American people are derelict of duty. And of course, the powers that be, incorrupt though they are, they would have you believe, hand in glove with the CIA mainstream media, have you believe that if you actually stand up for your rights, that somehow you're an insurrectionist or you're a rebel towards government, when in fact, they're the ones that are defiant concerning the laws that they're supposed to magnify, which in fact they are now attempting to tear down. Okay? And I think we've all got that figured out. 94% of the American people have this figured out. I hope to believe that that is the case. I go on with the Declaration of Independence. It is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute among them a government laying its foundation in such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Okay? Is it for you to look the other way, Americans? Or is it for you to peruse the U.S. Constitution and find within the enumerated laws, friends, your duty before God and man, rather than stand back and allow these people to strip you of your blood-bought rights and your God-given rights, and allowing them to continuously assail your God-given rights? Is it for you to just turn your head and look the other way? Absolutely not. Our forefathers didn't, and it's a good thing they didn't, because if they did, we wouldn't be here today. Think of your future posterity, friends. The Declaration of Independence goes on. Prudence, wisdom in the way of caution, indeed will dictate that all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. Okay? But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, under their control, it is your right, it is your duty to throw off such governments. Article 2, Section 4. Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to show you exactly what our forefathers didn't tolerate. America, you're tolerating what they did not tolerate. And this is the document that our forefathers gave unto us concerning the times in which we're in today, giving us the directives as to how we're to respond to them, because they exhibited it through their examples. We'll be right back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, the State Department says the 400 Americans who want to leave that Princess cruise ship in Japan where people have the coronavirus can get off the boat. The ship has been in port in Yokohama. However, the Americans will be quarantined for another 14 days at a military base in San Antonio, Texas. Thousands of people remain on board, at least 60 infected with the coronavirus. Now, President Trump talking about the situation at the White House Friday, saying he's spoken with political leaders in China.
I spoke with President Xi of China, and he's working very hard on this. It's a tremendous problem, but they're very capable, and they'll get to it. There's a theory that in April, when it gets warm, historically, that has been able to kill the virus, so we don't know yet. We're not sure yet.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're trying to get this technical problem that we have with YouTube fixed right now. I don't know what to say. I'm going to take a quick phone call. We'll get right back to it. Very angry about it. We have noticed that YouTube has been dabbling with our content, our numbers. The show has grown exponentially over the last 3-4 months. Concerning YouTube, and what they'll do is once they start to notice that you're growing it and you got the attention of the people, that's when they'll shut down your page. They'll begin to suppress. You'll start noticing different things going on your site. For example, we should be at about between 300 and 500 people right now. Well, yesterday's show had over 500 people on it. It was 586. We got back home this morning. It fell down to 400 and about 34. Then it went back up into the fives again. And interestingly enough, friends, the numbers went down again. And you know as well as I do, MSNBC and ABC and CBS, they don't have these problems. But we have these problems because they don't want you having the information that we're giving you. And we're not asking, again, the devil for permission to obey God. I was just going to take that phone call. Phone call just dropped off. Thank you for holding on. I really appreciate that. 1-866-582-9933. We're covering right now, friends, gun grabbers thumb their collective communist noses at Virginia. And we're telling you what it looks like when you begin to see corruption incite those that call themselves government. What it looks like when they incite war, domestic insurrection against the very people that they are, in fact, supposed to support and defend the U.S. Constitution, not to tear it down. They want to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own devilish images, friends. And we're not going to let them do that. It's just that simple. When a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is your right, it is your duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for your future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies. This is our forefathers. And such is now necessity which constrains them to the alter their former system of government. The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states to and then they go on and they say, to prove this, let the facts be submitted to a candid world. Three quarters of this documentation, friends, written by your forefathers, is to show you as to what they didn't put up with, as to what they threw off. And really what it comes down to is the fact that what they continuously told us, Ben Franklin, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Roger Sherman, Robert Livingston, the list goes on. Resistance to obedience is, folks, allegiance to God. I mean, this is what our forefathers shared with us over and over and over again. Either going to be ruled by God or going to be ruled by the bayonet, they say. These are the usurpations. These are that which our forefathers threw off. This is the Declaration of Independence. For those that have not heard it before or taken the time to read it, this is what it says. This is the guy that they threw off. He has refused to assent. That means to consent to laws. The most wholesome and necessary for the public good. What are we seeing today? Exactly the same thing. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, said our forefathers. It's exactly what the Declaration of Independence exhibits. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent, his consent, should be obtained. In other words, he has to be the final say before anybody, any of his subordinates, do anything. Okay? He goes on, and when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend them. Just think about that. It's exactly what we see today. You know, I just landed in Minneapolis yesterday. And when I got to the airport, we got our stuff. We got in the van. Everybody was hungry again. So we stopped and we had something to eat. And, of course, you can't go into a restaurant anywhere in the United States of America without seeing 50 TVs to distract your time that you're trying to spend with your family. And, of course, we look up, and there's the governor in the state of Minnesota, man. He is all about tearing down the current laws, friends. He's standing there with a bunch of clergy with homosexual sodomite flags on. They don't want rehabilitation for sodomites here in the state of Minnesota. So what do? They pick the baser sort, the lower sort. They put them up in front of the camera, and they're the governor, the treasonous governor himself towards God and man, are there complaining about people that are trying to people or try to help in helping people that are confused. Why would they do that? Well, also keep in mind, friends, what they're trying to bring in. They're trying to make this a sanctuary state. They're trying to bring in 300% more Somalis into the state of Minnesota. And if you look to the UK, that's all you got to pay attention to, facts, folks, is the first thing they did is demoralize them. I mean, the UK is gone. They have 30 governors that are Muslims. They're completely overtaken. They have their gay pride parade every June there. Their men allow their women to be raped because you got to understand, homosexuals, the sodomites, they hate women and the lesbians hate the men. And so they let the immigrants that come in to conquer go ahead and rape their women by less than 2% Muslim, by the way. a bunch of effeminized men. Folks, what are they trying to do in America? How many times have I told the American people they're trying to Europeanize America? That's all they have to do is demoralize you. That's all you have to do is give them the green light, and you will be conquered, because you cannot advocate or condone that which God condemns and calls an abomination. This applies to everybody across the board. I care not who you are. And that's what's happening in Europe today. My goodness. And then another report came up. And here's the governor again. He's trying to advocate for that. He's advocating for unlaw. He's acting as an outlaw. And he gets up there and voices his opinion. You know, it's interesting. The governor in the state of Minnesota, just like those in Virginia that are dealing with another tyrant over there, it's interesting that people understand what the law says, but the governor that was elected by the people for some reason doesn't. And I guess now it's his job to go ahead and overthrow and usurp and tear down the law and establish policy in its place. That's what destroys a country, Americans. That's what destroys a country. It's either a part of the new agenda. And by the way, I want you to keep in mind, remember Jesse Ventura? This is in the state of Minnesota alone. It's happening all over the country. But keep in mind that Jesse Ventura, when he first became the governor in the state of Minnesota, was called to go down into the basement of the Capitol. You do know of this, correct? He was called to have a meeting down there. And when he went down there, he said there was over 30 people in a circle. They were all CIA agents. And Jesse asked them, well, I want you to go ahead and introduce yourselves and tell us, you know, tell me who you are and what it is that you're doing and why did you call this meeting? He said some would be courteous and others wouldn't. Why was the CIA in the basement calling for a meeting with the governor of the state of Minnesota? What, was that a method of intimidation to tell him that you better do what we say or else? Oh, folks, this is going on all across the country. Your governors have been compromised. They're being extorted in so many different ways. They're compromised men. The governors that are just going along with the global agenda, you better understand that they have compromised already. They're being controlled in so many different ways. This is a fact. You can go online and you can watch the video if you'd like to. This is how far things have been let go by the American people in this country as to allow the CIA, which, by the way, have no business in the United States of America doing anything. It's supposed to be that which takes place outside of the United States of America, not domestic. But also keep in mind, if we go back to the likes of Harry Truman, you know, the buck stops here, President. He said back in 47, had he known what the CIA was, the American version of the Gestapo, he said he would have had nothing to do with it. Oh, this is completely all factual information. All factual information. What, America, what you have put up with, our forefathers never in a million years would have put up with. Never in a million years. Never. Another one of the usurpations concerning the king from our forefathers, he has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish their right of representation in the legislature. Well, let me tell you how it works today. They just do it by force. They just override the people, either through voter fraud, or what they do is they keep using the CIA-controlled mainstream media to browbeat people into submission. And if you dare stand up and talk out against them, they'll demonize you. They'll attack you. They'll try to destroy you and your life. Our forefathers would have never put up with this, friends. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. It's exactly what's happening today. But America, I want to tell you, 325.7 million people in this country, don't blame them for what you let them do. Another violation of usurpation. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, like what? Like Thanksgiving and like during holidays or like other things that have been created, like crisis. You know, never let a good crisis go to waste. And many times we find out that the crisis was created so government could come in and play the problem solver to the problem that they themselves created. Yep, nothing new under the sun here. Talking about what is happening in this country, friends, and what it is our forefathers.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's Constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Still working on this domestic issue we're having here. Technical problems. What they are, we have no idea. We're still working on it, just so you know. Thank you for hanging in there. We're going to see if we can't get it fixed between hour one and hour two. Don't mean to be burdensome. Wanted to let you know that we are talking right now, friends, about what it looks like when government incites war. I'm sharing with you concerning the Declaration of Independence as to what our forefathers didn't put up with. And what was he doing? He was continuously trying to control the lives of every facet of every human being during that time. You know, it's interesting. These people can't even control their own lives. They don't even got a handle on their own lives, and yet they want to tell everybody else how they're supposed to live their lives. Well, that's exactly what the tyrant King George was doing. Going back to the Declaration of Independence, he has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the despotry of their public records for the sole purpose of, listen carefully, fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. Fatiguing them. This is why they call special sessions, friends, during holiday seasons, like Christmas and Thanksgiving. because they know that you're at home spending time with your families. And what are they doing? They're trying to pass bills, friends, to further enslave you and your posterity. Tearing down law and creating policy that they want you to believe is law when in fact it is not law going on. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. It's exactly what they're working on today. Anybody know the story of Oliver Cromwell? Boy, oh boy, friends. If you haven't taken the time to read that story or watch that movie from the 1970s, oh my goodness. It was a people that would not tolerate a corrupt king. And it was a corrupt king, Charles, by the way, that was continuously trying to dissolve representative bodies because he wanted control over all of the people. Well, the bodies didn't put up with it. Neither did Oliver Cromwell. So it got to the point, friends, where they actually beheaded the king. I mean, that's got to put a chill up any tyrant's spine. You know, our forefathers used to hang these jokers. And look at the American people put up with today. Because they believe that they can't do anything about it. And what it comes down to, friends, is willful, and it's willful ignorance, and they're just blindly following along, and that's why they end up in the ditch. That's why they're enslaved. That's why the chains of bondage are forged upon them. It only takes place through ignorance, friends, rest assured. And it's a willful ignorance on the behalf of the American people. Because there's no reason why they don't know. And the reason they don't know is they haven't taken the time to know. You know, let me take this over to spiritual matters. Every hotel I go to, my little boy, first thing he says, Dad's got a Bible. Dad has got a Bible. I said, well, give me that thing. And I'll read a book. I'll color it up. Every hotel I go to, friends, I'm taking advantage of the goodness that God has bestowed upon us by taking the time to say thank you and out of gratitude, knowing what His Word says, John 7:17. Another usurpation, He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected. Yep. This reminds me of, even as I'm going through this now, when a drug deal in McConnell, drug traffic in McConnell, who was busted on the Ping Mei, his in-laws' boats for trafficking over 90 pounds of cocaine. That's one that he was busted on, friends. Of course, you heard nothing from the mainstream media, but we that are willing to go ahead and pull the curtain back found out to be, or we found the truth of the matter. And he's Mr. Anti-Drug, by the way. But it's interesting to note how hard he went after Judge Roy Moore. Isn't that interesting? That they claim that they're righteous people, and then one that you know through trial and error as to be righteous because he's been proven, and Scripture tells us to prove them. It's interesting to note how they attack him. Matter of fact, if you want the truth of the matter, I did an event with Judge Roy Moore. Remember the guy down in Alabama, beginning of the 2000s? Carl Rove and George W. Bush attacked him for saying, no, I'm not going to remove the Ten Commandments out of my courtroom. I mean, folks, Moses and the Ten Commandments are virtually in every capital in the United States of America. They just wanted to make an example out of him. Wrong guy. I remember spending time with Judge Roy Moore while he was here in the state of Minnesota. Had about 400 people show up for the event, which was great. And he had told me, Bradley, he goes, you want to know who attacked me more than anyone else? He said, the guy that everybody thinks is a Christian, he said, George W. Bush is the one that put the hit on me. That's right. In front of the people, they want to betray themselves as being righteous, but behind closed doors, they're devils incarnate. And when you're speaking to the Bushes, friends, I don't know of anybody worse than those. They called George Bush Sr. Evil Poppy. Whistleblowers from both the FBI and the CIA said that he was the most evil man alive. And interestingly enough, he was Billy Graham's favorite president. So that should tell you, birds of a feather, they flock together, don't they? Going on to the next one, friends. He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby legislative powers incapable of annihilation have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. By the way, after September 11, 2001, I can't stand the guy, Michael Moore. He's a communist. He's a useful idiot is what Michael Moore is. But he did Fahrenheit 9/11. But do you remember all that was being promoted? And we were told that the Muslims had dropped the two towers and were under attack. And this is about the people and our safety and our security. Yep, this is always the plea of tyrants every single time. But do you remember Michael Moore, confused though he is, he blurted the truth out in his confusion. Do you remember that during that documentary where he went to the borders and found out that the borders were completely wide open? Yeah. Hey, folks, do you realize that I was just in Minneapolis at the Minneapolis airport yesterday, and virtually every store where I looked at the clerk, every single one of them were Muslims that were manning those stores. They even have them on the TSA now, which, by the way, is a pretended authority. But has anybody out there ever noticed that the TSA, which is a pretended authority, it's a complete violation of the Fourth Amendment? Has anybody ever noticed that they're not quite there? I mean, they're like a bunch of underachievers that were purposely hired to violate other people's rights. That's exactly why they were hired. Just so you know, it's a pretended authority. It's a violation of our God-given rights. But the American people say it's for our good, it's for our safety. No, it's not. It's to desensitize you. Completely there to desensitize you so that you are conditioned to be strip searched at will. What's happening within the police force in the United States of America? They want to give them more power, more accessibility. They want to give them more power to encroach upon your God-given rights. Am I right or am I wrong? No, that's exactly what's happening. Okay. I remember when my little boy first seen the TSA, he's seen Schindler's List. And he said, Dad, this is like Schindler's List. I said, that's exactly what it is. But the American people think it's for their good. It's also interesting to note, friends, that when I got into Minneapolis yesterday, they're talking about a new ID that you have to have, right? This is your government. It's called a real ID. And if you don't have one by October of 2020, you can't get on an airplane. But I also want to remind you that if you want to come into the state of Minnesota, you have a treasonous governor and a treasonous. And let me remind you, treasonous, Article 3, Section 3, and look up the definition of it. Because they live it out. An attorney general here, they want to hand out free license to illegals. They call them undocumented. They're not undocumented. They're illegals. Do you see how this is being played out? And don't you dare question an illegal immigrant coming into the United States of America. That's discrimination, according to these propagandists. No, it's the law. Okay? It's not discrimination. It's the law. America, you have to understand our forefathers didn't put up with what you're putting up with. Okay? And I'm talking about a reformation. Let me make it clear again. I'm talking about a reformation here. I'm not talking about a revolution. And first of all, I'm talking about magnifying the law against those that are committing the crimes. And it just happens to be those that call themselves representatives that are committing the crimes. That's what we're talking about here. Make distinction, man. He has obstructed the administration of justice. Oh, by the way, I wanted to let you know about this one because I'm sure you've probably seen it. Trump administration drops the ball again. DOJ announces case against former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. Completely closed. Remember how I continuously tell you, friends, how the swamp's not being drained? It's actually being stacked? You know, it's also interesting to note a couple days ago that Roger Stone, friend of Donald Trump for 40 years, he's in a lot of trouble, but Hillary Clinton, she still enjoys impunity. You got to pay attention to what's going on here, friends. Hour two coming up.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.